This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. They've got bigger problems, okay? Let's solve the head coach issue. Let's get a head coach that can build an offense and build a coaching staff. You know what I mean? Let's get a staff that understands that you need an offensive line in order to succeed and you need a running game and those kind of things. Let's try to get a coaching staff that has a little common sense on how, you know, a football team needs to be run instead of some loser tyrant that is ignorant as hell and really doesn't have all the answers, but he thinks he does. And so now that you've, you know, torn the scab off that loser and you've dumped his ass, time to move on, okay? And go get a guy that actually knows how to build a team and an offense and maybe knows how to get along with human beings. You know what I mean? Not everybody's the same. You got to know how to push one button or another. One guy needs a swift kick in the ass. The other guy needs a massage. The other guy needs a good yelling. That's just the way it is. You got to know. You got to know how to massage each individual. You know what I'm saying? So all we had here was just another Adam Gase, you know, just different. One guy had hair. One guy was bald. It's just no different, you know. One guy, you know, practiced social distancing. The other guy didn't as much. There's really not much of a difference. They're both idiots. And it's time to move on and let's – those are the problems we got to solve. So if Chris Greer and company, obviously, they got to get this right. And if they want a long-term history here, this is their last move here. They've got to nail this coach. They've got to. So I'm more worried about getting the coach than the logo right now. And nobody, and I mean nobody, hates that logo more than I do. Okay? No one. Absolutely no one. Like, there's nothing in the world that I want to wear that stinking logo for anything.